out of Bible, Psalm 63. Boy, it's one of my favorite psalms tonight that the psalmist wrote, Psalm 63, verse 1. Said this, he said, "Oh God." Well, when was the last time the heart expressed that? "Oh God." What a way to say, just come to the prayer room and just get in that heart desire for God and say, "Oh God." Amen. He said, "Thou art my God." That's personal. Boy, I'm glad tonight He's mine. I'm glad Jesus taught His old men, "Pray to your Father, our Father, which art in heaven." Jesus, when He resurrected, told Mary Magdalene, He said, "Don't touch me. I must go to my Father and your Father." Thank God, the same Father. We're in Christ. And we have the relationship with the Father through the Son. And brother, it's a blessing tonight. Thank God that we have. Thank God that relationship tonight. Oh God, Thou art my God. You'll never get a hold of Him till He is. Amen. You're going to have to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And He'll do something in your life. Amen. Brother, can I tell you tonight, to know God, to know Christ. And to know Christ is to know God. Because He is God. And He was God in the flesh. And Jesus said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father." When you're looking at me, you see the Father from heaven. Thank God I and my Father are one. And brother, tonight there's only one way to God, and that's through the Son. Amen. It ain't through nothing else but through the Son of God. And I want to say, the Ethiopian said, "I believe He's the Son of God." And Philip didn't question him no further. He stopped the chariot and put him in the water. Amen. And he went off rejoicing, praise God, and witnessing and testifying. Amen to them Ethiopians. Amen. That's right, praise God. He don't have no silent witness. Amen. Brother, thank God, when that man got saved, he went off in his chariot, praise God, rejoicing. Notice this. He said, "Early will I seek thee. My flesh, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." He said, I'm thirsting for you, Lord. I want you. I mean, when you get thirsty, you got to seek something to drink. And this psalmist said, "I'm thirsting for God. There's a thirst in me for God." Amen. There's a thirst in me for God. I'm telling you tonight, friend, there'll be a thirst in you. He said, "Them that come thirsty will receive." He said, "Thank God, whosoever will, let him come taking the water of life freely." No man will ever come to water till he's got thirst in him. And the thirst has got to be for God. Amen. I'm telling you, if you ever get thirsty for God, you'll want Him. Thank God, you'll do what you can to get a drink of water. Thank God, from the well of God. Amen. The woman there came with her pot. Jesus said, "I can give you living water that you'll never thirst again." Amen, brother. And then thank God, she said, "Well, give me something to drink. Give me the living water." But she wasn't ready to drink it until she found out she needed it. And when he talked to her about her marriages and about worship and who he was, thank God, she threw down her water pot and said, "Come see a man that told me all things there I did. It's not this the Christ." I'm telling you, she got thirsty, friend. Thank God, when she got met him, thank God, that's all she needed. Amen. She didn't need her water pot no more. She got the well within her. And I'm telling you, Jesus said, "Them that's athirst," he said, on the feast day, "let him come unto me and drink. For them that drink, out of his belly shall flow the rivers of living waters." Amen. That's he spake of the Spirit that had not been yet given. But I preached this morning about the day of Pentecost when they was filled with the Holy Ghost. Them waters flowed. Thank God, that well of the Holy Ghost, thank God, was as fresh, cold, and thank God, flowing from the very inner being of man. Can I tell you this tonight? That inward man, thank God, is is where the water comes from. Amen. That's right. If you've got a well in you, then it's going to come out of you, and it comes from the deep within. Where's the coldest part in the well? It's in the bottom. Amen. That's right, brother. You got to get to the bottom of the well to get the coldest water. And within you, there comes a flow of God. You can't explain it. Brother Chris done it tonight. He didn't realize it. After he got through singing that song, he had tears in his eyes, and he testified to me about heaven, and water was coming out the well. Amen. It's not something you plan, it just happens. That's why Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to say. Just when you get there, I'll tell you what to say. Why? There's a well in you this morning. Amen, brother. There's a well in you tonight. Thank God, friend. It ain't me thinking what I'm going to say. It's God welling me out. Amen. It's the water that's flowing. I like it like this. Amen. I don't know where God's going to take me, but I'll tell you one thing. It's a good place to throw your bucket, amen, and draw it up. Amen. I'm looking for the draw of God. Amen. Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Amen. Them old timers, brother, they didn't have wells like we got. They had to drop the bucket in the well, and they had to wind it up. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a bucket in your soul that's filled with living water. And brother, you say, preacher, I need God. Well, dig, amen, a little bit in your heart and get the well of water coming flow and clean. A lot of water gets, a lot of dirt gets in the well sometimes, and we don't have a clean well. That's why we got to get the dirt out of the well. Amen. The Philistines stopped the wells in the Bible. When God said to Isaac, He said, dig the wells that your father dug, named Abraham. And brother, he had to go dig the wells again. But the earth had stopped up the wells. They had to re-dig the wells. Sometime you got to get the dirt out. Amen. You got to get the world out. You got to listen. The world's what's corrupted our well tonight. Amen, brother. We got to thirst for the well of God. Amen. Somebody get a hold of Him. Somebody grab a hold of God. Somebody get some water out of His heart. Thank God that we might have the power in us. Thank God in the church. I'm telling you, we need a refresh and drink of water. Thank God that little boy, little girl needs it. But you're going to have to get in the well to get it. Amen. That's right. God help us all. There's something about knowing this. There's something you don't, if you don't know it, you're not going to do it. You got to know it. You got to know it's in you. Do you believe that? Do you believe in that within you? There's a well, thank God. Do you believe that it springs up? Hey, God, in everlasting life. Do you believe in that? Thank God that we, me and you both, amen, and the Holy Ghost, thank God can bring some water out for the well. Thank God the water of the well to touch the congregation and see the hand of God move. Amen. Thank God. Friend, the water's in you. Thank God, a thirst for God. Thank God, in a dry land. Where's God at? He ain't in religion. He's in the well. Thank God, He is the well. We don't need a bunch of formers, a formalistic ways. We just need the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Somebody said, y'all to do everything decent in order. I said, well, under God, I'm trying to. The word decent and order just means orderly. Ought to be orderly. That means that what you do ought to be biblical. But if you do everything God says, it might not look like it's in order, but it will be. They told them in on the day of Pentecost they were drunk. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Amen. They wasn't drunk. It's filled with the Holy Ghost. They never had seen nobody like that before. Amen. They never heard men preach like that before. Amen, brother. They was filled with God. Amen. Peter, thank God, preached. And the others preached. Thank God, when they filled the Holy Ghost and the well was coming out, thank God it made a difference. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I ain't giving you no book report. I'm not in school. I'm in the church. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Notice here he said, there's a dry land where no water is. What's he desiring, hungering, thirsting for? He said, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. He said, I want to see the glory of God. Yes. I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the majesty of God. I want to see the presence of God. I want to see God show Himself in His glory. Solomon couldn't even go into the temple. The glory of God was so thick. Amen, brother. You read the Bible. Son, that glory got thick. Remember, God, in that day when He built that temple and they was going to go in there, the glory of God, amen, was so thick. Praise God. They couldn't have cut it with a knife. Amen. That's right, brother. When God gets in a place and the people want God and they seeking after God, the glory of God, I mean, the glory of God shows up. Hey, God, buddy, that's where conviction lays in. When glory shows up, conviction appears. When glory shows up, people repent. When glory shows up, there'll be praise. When glory shows up, there'll be joy. Amen. But I'm telling you, the first thing I do, you're going to have to repent when glory shows up. Hey, God, when the glory of God shows up, repentance ain't got to bring rejoicing. Amen. Bring rejoicing. Praise God. We need some rejoicing. Where's the joy of God at? Where's the joyful lips? That's what He said right there. Thank God in Psalm 63 in verse 5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. Amen! Where's joyful lips at today? Got too many complaining lips. Unthankful lips. Amen. That's right. Murmuring lips. Praise God. Quiet lips. Sometimes it's good to be quiet. Amen. Where's the joyful lips? I mean, joyful lips come from a joyful heart. What is joy? It's great spirit, gladness of heart. Praise God. In that same hour, Jesus rejoiced. Why? Because He hid it from the wise and prudent and revealed it to the babes. And there was rejoicing. Jesus, you know what the Bible said in Luke 10:21? Jesus, in the same hour, Jesus rejoiced. You know what that word rejoiced in? He jumped up and leaped for joy. That's what it means. Praise God. The church used to have them shouting in it. Amen. The shout's been taken out. Not by God, but by yourself. Amen. That's right. A little bit of shouting here and there once in a while. Not much shouting. They used to shout the walls down. They say, we shouted the walls down. Well, that's biblical. They shouted the wall down in Jericho. Amen. They marched around it and they said, thank God, they said, amen. When they got to the last lap, they said they shouted and the wall fell. Amen. You know what? That might shout your wall down. It might shout some sinner's walls down in the church. Somebody getting happy in Jesus and start praising Him. Amen. The Holy Ghost fall on them and get the power of God on them. And it might cause somebody to praise God. Amen. That's right. You can't tell what God might do. Amen. If you get to wanting to see the glory of God, see the grace of God come in on people. Thank God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God. I'm telling you, we need it, don't we? Amen. You ever get the itch sometimes just wanting to let God, amen, just let her go? I get the itch sometimes. I get my room sometimes upstairs and just get that itch. I mean, I'm itching to shout, thank God. And it'll happen too. If you want God, He'll come around. I'm telling you, He inhabits the praise of His children. And I'm telling you, I get lonely sometimes. Amen. I mean, just talking about loneliness with God. I just want Him to come around. Just, God, where you at? Amen. Thank God, I want to find you. Job said, looked on my right, looked on my left, but couldn't find Him. Hey, God, but He does say, when He's crying me out, you'll come forth as gold. That's why I want God. I need God in my life. And where's God at? I mean, God, help us. Hey, we need to have Him in us. And we need to have Him through us. But I'm telling you, I'm looking. Thank God for somebody's got some joy in them. That's got a shout in them. Thank God that well be not afraid to praise the Lord. Thank God, David said 7 times, well, I praise Thee for Thy righteous judgments. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you this. Have you ever been saved? You got something to shout about, amen. Why did He say, rather rejoice because your names are in heaven? That's what He said. Don't rejoice because the devil's a subject to you. Rather rejoice because your names are in heaven. Well, if your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life, thank God, what's a holding you back? Amen. Right. We ought to shout the victory. Amen. Some of you women ought to. Praise God, every once in a while you ought to get the war hoop on you. It ought to be spiritual, amen. Every once in a while, thank God, y'all have got the victory. Amen. Thank God, you're telling me the Holy Ghost lives in you and me, and there's never no outward praise. Praise is not the same thing as worship. Worship is adoration in the heart, in humility, bowing down to God. Praise is an expression of worship from the heart, and praising with an outward hand or a lip. Thank God, friend, you can't praise God. Listen, friend, if you don't worship Him, you're not going to praise Him. Amen. But I'm telling you this, thank God, I'm not talking about this false praise. I'm not talking about having a band in. Hey, God, I'm talking about having Jesus in. I'm talking about the power and presence of God that gets on somebody when God stirs their heart. Amen. Because they want and thirsted for Him, and the glory of God shows up. Amen. That's right. We need it, don't we? Amen. See thy power. I want to see it. I want to see it. That's my heart's desire. He said, amen. I'm going to tell you this. I told you this before. The best thing I like doing is worshiping God. It's better than preaching. It's better than preaching. I mean, if God come in and we worship Him and everybody just stirred up for God, that's, brother, I'm telling you what, you can get more out of that, praise God, in 2 minutes. And God show up and you just meet with Him. Amen. And God, preaching needed. I mean, preaching needed. Amen. But I tell you what, you heard so much preaching, you gospel hard. You said, I've heard that before. Amen. Well, I have too, but I'm telling it to you again. I don't have nothing new in the book. I didn't write it. Amen. It's the same stuff. Amen. I'm not trying to come up with some new fancy. Amen. I'm telling you what God said. And brother, tonight, it is the same thing. I mean, this ain't the first go around. It ain't the first time I've ever preached. And it ain't the first time you've ever heard. But I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to stir up your pure mind. By the way, remember to see what God has done. And believe in God to do it again. Amen. That's right. Thank God. When you going to, brother, we need to believe God tonight. Amen. If anything, we need some faith tonight. Thank God, we don't live by faith. Everything's given to us. We have faith. Thank God, when we get down to desperation, thank God, we need something in a fix, and we know the only help we got's God. Amen. They called me in the morning, told me I had cancer. Thank God, they said, you got cancer, son. You know what I'd do? I'd say men. I'd get godly men. Thank God, I'd say, you're going to anoint me with the Lord and pray over me. Amen. And that's exactly what I'd do. I'd have y'all pray over me and then follow the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I'd do, but I'm telling you what, faith would come in about right then, friend. Amen. I ain't prayed for no food. Thank God. I thank God for my food. He had the disciples. Listen, when He sent them men out, they didn't go out, thank God, carrying, amen, thank God, a U-Haul taking a bunch of food and a bunch of clothes. Amen. They had what they had, but they went in the houses. God took care of them. Amen. Boy, I'm preaching something I like to hear somebody preach to me because I need it. Amen, buddy. I've got these people that the God of heaven set these men out, Jesus did, and they didn't have one thing. They said, don't even take two coats. Amen, brother. And they went to house preaching the Word of God. And He said, if they won't receive you, then wipe the feet, dust off your feet, and go to the next house. Yeah. Amen. He said, eat what they set before you. Yeah. Boy, that'd be a bad deal, wouldn't it? You ought to help go to somewhere and have to eat something somebody puts before you. You don't like it. You'll like it if you're going to starve to death. Amen. You got that right, buddy. I'm telling you. Yep. Thank God. My grandpa always said, boy, you was raised with a silver spoon in your mouth. That's what he always told me. You raised a silver spoon in your mouth. He said, I remember eating rabbit and gravy for about 14 days in a row for breakfast. That's all we had. Pinto beans. He said, that's all we could eat. He said, that's all we had. You'd eat it or starve one. Amen. That's exactly right. Buddy, we ain't there yet. I'm going to tell you what. You can believe me if you want to. That's fine. God's sovereign and do what He wants to do. But America will never have revival till it sees it needs revival. Long as we got it made like we got it made and we've been blessed to God, we'll never see a move of God. We'll never get hungry for what this psalmist was hungering for and thirsting for. The God puts it in us and we see there is a great need for it. Everything's running pretty good now. We got the good church and the preacher gets up and preaches and people sing and people love one another, and that's a blessing from on high. Thank God there ain't nobody fighting with somebody. Amen. And brother, that wouldn't be the will of God. It'd show you don't know nothing about God. God said, let us love one another. The greatest of these is charity. If you can't love your brother, you can't love God. I tell you that. Amen, preacher. I know that's right. Thank God there ain't a man in here to say, I love God. Don't love my brother. You prove you love God by loving your brother. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, this land we live in now, we just highly blessed. You know that crowd over there got to eat what they wanted to, and it ate them. They ate so much it come out their nose. Huh? God gave them what they wanted, but what they wanted cursed them. Brought a curse. Amen. Amen. Farmers used that to pray for rain. They knew without rain they wasn't going to eat. In the Bible, remember Elijah prayed, it would not rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again and God gave rain. But God took care of that man of God 3.5 years. Amen. Thank God he took him by a brook and took him to a widow's house. And hadn't had a full of meal in the barrel. Thank God never day she got up. Amen. After she made him a cake first. She had enough in the barrel. Thank God to eat off of until God gave rain. And thank God the fruit come through the land and make it eat again, brother. I'm telling you tonight, we don't live like that. And you know we don't. Hey, the system of the world's got us kicked into the last days. And we're not living like that. Amen. You might go from rural areas in America where people's poor and people don't have nothing. And without growing a garden, they're not going to be able to eat. There might be some people like it somewhere, but the majority of people don't face that no more. Amen, brother. I'm telling you, there are so many programs now. Thank God a prodigal son would still be in a far country. Amen. That's exactly right. That's why he went home. He couldn't have nothing to eat. He got famine. Famine got in the land. And brother, he got dinner and no man gave to him. And brother, he said, my father, what drove him home? What drove the prodigal home? I'm going to tell you what drove him home. He said, I perished with hunger. And when he saw his daddy had bread enough to spare and he left daddy's house and blowed all his money, thank God he got in a begging state. No man gave to him. Thank God. His daddy didn't go down there hunting him. And he came to himself. And he said, I'll go back to my father and I'll say, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. Make me one of thy hired servants. And when the boy got up out of the hall pen and got near home, his daddy was looking for him. That's God. Hey, boy, you talk about God, son. He's a compassionate God. He said he had compassion on him. He ran to his own son and fell on his neck and kissed him. He didn't say, you sorry boy. He said, thank God you're home. Amen. Thank God. How many times have we walked away from God? But he kept his eye on us the whole time. Amen. Sure he did. That boy come home, he kissed him, thank God. They reconciled. He said, kill the fatted calf. They had a party. It was a grace party too. Amen. It was just the grace of God. It was the forgiveness of God. Hey God, they went in, brethren. Amen. They got, hey God, rejoicing. Amen. He said, my son, which was dead, is alive. He was lost and is found. Thank God, he was rejoicing because he came home. That's right. But you know what drove him home? Hunger. You know God put a new hunger? He put in you to have a hunger. Listen to me tonight. You can believe me if you want to. I have a natural hunger. You have a natural hunger. A saved man has a hunger for the Word of God. A saved man has a hunger for communion with God. We live so busy lives that we don't hunger for that place with God. He says, why he said, oh God, thou art my God. You know what he said in verse 3? He said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. He said, your love is better than life. It is. It is. I will say this tonight. God's love is greater than anything you can ever experience in this life. It's beyond the experience of the love of God in a person's heart and in his life. And know that God loves you to feel the presence of God. Thank God that God of heaven would pull up to you. Thank God an old human being. Amen. The sinful and corrupt. And God's holy and just. And in a person of his own son. Thank God he hugged me up to him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to be like Jesus, you're going to have to be like that too. Yeah. Amen. He loves people, brother. You say, what's the greatest thing about Jesus? He loves sinners.
That's right. Yeah.
To me, it is. That love didn't mean nothing until I found it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say, Jesus loves you. That's right. We sing that. But you don't know He loves you until you experience it.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. It's just like when you met your wife. Amen. I remember that first time you walked out the door. I said, man, she's a cute little girl. Amen. Took her out. You know what I told her? Somebody said, you don't even know her. Hey, your heart speaks to you, brother. Amen. That's right. I said, I love her. I love her. Praise God, I'm in love with her. Amen. You say, how you know that? Well, I didn't want to eat and want to talk to her and be with her all the time. That drove me to her. You know what I'm saying? Love drives you, brother. Love, affection, real affection drives you. Real affection drives you toward God. If you got a love for God, you want to be around Him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. If you don't have a love for God, you got a love for the world. You all want to be around God. He ain't in the world. He is in the world. We're in the world, but He ain't of the world. He come from heaven. Amen.
That's right. Right.
You can't love the world and love God, too. He ain't going to share places with people. He said, hey, any man love the like God loves, God will keep His commandments.
Yeah.
You get on that world stuff, boy, that's quite the church down now. You know why? Think about it. I told Brother Keith this morning, think about this. 24 hours in a day, okay? We've got 24 hours in a day. Well, I'd say, let's just say this. I know most people, I don't know how much sleep you get, but let's say you sleep 8 hours.
Yeah.
If you get that. Most people don't. So that leaves 16. Okay. So you probably eat. Probably spend, let's just say, I eat fast, so I'm going to say 2 hours. I mean, I don't eat 2 hours, but I'll probably, be honest with you, probably in eating time during the day, I probably spend 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You say, why you eat so fast? Because it's too good for it not to stay, get in my belly. Amen. I'll tell you where my eating fast come from. When I was a boy, my mama said, you can't go out and play ball to them until you eat clean everything on your plate. Well, I had to eat it fast to get out there. But I'm going to tell you what. Let's just take an hour, okay? Hour, 2 hours. That would be 10 hours. That'd be 14 hours you got. Then 14 hours during the day. Then how much is our affection in our heart set toward God? That's a good question. Because it's either to God or the flesh. Amen. If you watch TV 5 hours a day, you're watching too much. Amen. If you watch 5 hours of television, and then you're on the internet 5 hours, that's 10 hours. And I don't know what in the world you're doing with the other four. Amen.
Yep.
Now, I'm preaching to myself, too. I'm not just preaching to y'all. But I guarantee you what, let's take a little inventory tonight and say, if we're thirsting for God, are we really thirsting for God, hungering for God and seeking God? Then if we are, we're going to put time to Him. See, there's something in me that tries to steal from me my time with God. Now, some of you fellas work 12 and 14 hours a day, and I understand that. And God can be in your mind the whole time you're turning a wrench or working on a car or driving down the road. God can be in your mind. In fact, the old preacher said he was out there hoeing peas and he was going to preach that night. Boy, God help me to get some of this. I just need it. I need it. I need it. He was out there hoeing peas and it's about 6 o'clock and getting time for the meeting at 7:30 that night. And the preacher was out there in the garden and the fellow come by and said, hey, preacher, you're preaching tonight. He said, I know it. I'm trying to get something while I'm hoeing out here. Now, I'm going to tell you what. If you're a mindset to God, no matter what you're doing in your work day, you can keep it out on God. That's right. That's as good. Listen, somebody, I like getting along with God in a room somewhere. I mean, I need that, but I'm telling you, it ain't always available to do that. But I'm telling you, God hadn't changed one bit. It don't matter where you're at. God's still God. It had to do with your heart and your mind.
That's right.
Whether you get hungry for God, it's got to be in your heart and mind.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm in a moment of prayer. I'm in persistent prayer. If you call me tonight at 12 o'clock, if I'm right with God, and I am right now, amen. If I'm right with God, somebody ain't pulled out in front of me and cussed me and everything else, then I have to repent because I got mad at them. But if you call me at 12 tonight and say, preacher, I got a prayer request, I ought to be able to get right then to it and pray.
Amen.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you, I want to encourage y'all tonight on this. If somebody says, pray for me, and you can, you ought to pray right then.
Amen.
You ought to pray right then.
Yeah.
People call me on the phone and say, preacher, pray. Most of the time, 95% of the time, I'll pray with them right then. You know why? Because it's fresh on my heart.
Yeah.
And if you got God now, if you got your mind on ball games, and I'm a Western man too, I like to look at some of them.
Come on.
Why am I saying this, and I'm guilty of it? But I do watch some ball and I do watch some Westerns. But when that affection turns to that mess above God, then you're in the wrong place.
Come on.
And it just about bothers me sometimes for me to know that I'm thinking on things that wouldn't include God. And therefore, if I get up and try to preach to you with a cold heart, then it's probably going to not go too far with God or you. And that's why I need the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's why I need to seek Him. I'm starting to go preach a couple weeks of meetings for preachers. And I don't want to go up there and wherever I go to preach and go through some motions.
Right.
If I don't have something from God, then I can't help them people.
Yeah.
You say, what you going to have? What He gives.
Yeah.
And I got to be in shape to get what He gives.
Yeah.
And my mind's got to be set on that. If it's not set on that, then what it'll do, it'll be out here.
Yeah.
You try to pull. You see, here's the thing, Brother Shank. When you got saved and anybody gets saved, it's the Holy Ghost deposited in you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, if I call on you to pray, I know your language. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because God's in me and I can interpret that. Yep. But if you really get in, I really know that language too.
Yep.
With God.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Lord answers prayer like that. I really do when you seek Him and close to Him. And I don't think God's limited a bit. I don't think God's limited. I think we limit Him in unbelief. But not. Thank God He ain't limited if you pray by faith and believe Him. And you got to be in that place. And I believe tonight God's people are wanting Him and seeking Him. But thank God tonight it's got to be a real thirst to get to close to God. That's what the psalmist said. I want to see the power of God. I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the God of heaven move one more time. And brother, listen to this, and I'm through. Notice what he said here. Thank God in verse number 8, he said, my soul falleth hard after thee. Said, I'm on the trail of God. Now, Brother Danny, there's a lot of distractions that's going to try to keep you from that.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of distractions will try to keep you away from God.
Yeah.
It will. The worst, I'm going to tell you this tonight, the hardest age in life, listen to me, is teenage years and midlife years.
Amen.
It's hardest ages in life. You say, why? Okay, the teenager's curious. The devil's going to tempt him. He's going to be tempted by his own flesh, and he's going to try to distract you. That's right. That's why he needs extra prayer.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what this boy here's born in this church, got born again, said God called him to preach. You know, if something happened to him, it'd affect all of us. It affects us if he got out of the will of God. If we're a real church. Middle age is a hard time in life. It really is. It's an eye gate deal. Man, I'd like to have that new car. Well, I tell you what, I've seen them things. I'm telling you, it's affecting me. Sins of the youth creep back up on you. That's why you got to fall hard after God. Amen. You got to get in line with God, boys. I'm telling you better follow hard after your brother Danny. You better stay hard on the trail.
That's right. That's right.
See the power of God one more time.
out the church house. What you hungering for and thirsting for? Told God lately about it. You just kind of playing games with Him and going through the motions, you know. You say, I'm not fired up for God. Well, I'll tell you what you can be. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing me.